Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WBIE News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the local news you should know about. Today, a Berwick woman's fitness journey takes her to Scotland to lift the legendary Dinny Stones. And a retired engineer will debut a special replica at this year's Steamtown Railfest. It's Thursday, September 3rd. Let's get into it. We'll start in Scranton, but not with Railfest just yet. Governor Josh Shapiro visited the Scranton School District's Neil Armstrong Elementary School on Wednesday to highlight investments in public education. As WVIA's Sydney Alibaugh reports, increased state funding is helping the district provide more resources for students and schools.
I think investing in education isn't just about dollars and cents, it's also about common sense.
Shapiro touted an $11.8 billion investment in Pennsylvania public schools at his Lackawanna County visit Wednesday.
That represents an over 30% increase in state funding for public education since the day I took office nearly 4 years ago.
The 2026-27 state budget includes a $565 million increase in adequacy and tax equity formula funding for historically underfunded school districts. Scranton School District was one of these underfunded districts. It faced financial collapse less than a decade ago and had to slash programs, furlough staff, and considered closing buildings.
We had to do more with less. And I don't know if people understand what that means, but what it means is that programs disappear, opportunities for children go away, and educators are expected to stretch and stretch and stretch.
That was Scranton Superintendent Aaron Keating. Shapiro said state funding for the Scranton School District has increased by 63.5% since he's been in office, bringing almost $48 million more to the school district over the past few years. The additional funds allowed the district to open more autism support classrooms, expand programming, and hire more teachers, counselors, and a district-wide librarian.
When we see this increased funding in Pennsylvania, it matters.
Reporting in Scranton, I'm Sydney Alibaugh, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sydney. Find this full story at WVIA.org. Now it's time to talk Railfest. Steamtown National Historic Site's annual Railfest starts on Friday. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more about a special new display.
Dan Rehorkoff wanted another project. The retired engineer had already built a drivable bumper car and an enlarged version of a 1950s toy pedal car he takes on Northeast Pennsylvania roads. He decided on a locomotive that represents the connection between the East and West. The Union Pacific 119 is one of the locomotives from the famous Golden Spike joining of the Transcontinental Railroad in 1869. Rehorkoff's half-scale replica will make its public debut at Steamtown National Historic Site during Railfest this weekend.
You need something to do to occupy your mind. And I've always chosen projects that make you think.
He used National Park Service plans to start building his own replica. He divided each measurement in half and started with a 36-volt battery drive from a golf cart. He rolled metal, made patterns, built molds, and created fiberglass parts. His replica of the 1950s pedal car and the Knoebels bumper car are both legal to drive on the road.
I enjoy sharing things with people that make them smile.
There's limited visibility through the cab windows of the locomotive. So unlike his other creations, this replica will stay off the streets. David Byers is a park ranger at Steamtown. He says Railfest celebrates railroading's past, present, and future, where Rehorkoff's replica will be part of the celebration.
It showcases the kind of ingenuity and craftsmanship that made railroading so special.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find the full story and a video of the replica at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Okay, time to hit the gym. A Berwick woman recently traveled to Scotland to try her hand at lifting a pair of granite stones, weighing a combined 733 pounds. A major achievement, especially since her fitness journey began just 6 years ago. Here's more. As Teresa Troiani stepped up to lift Scotland's legendary Dinny stones, she already felt like a winner.
For me to even get to the point to where I had close to that weight, coming from never lifting at all in 2020 to now, like, that was the win for me. So I was like,
but then she did it.
Yes!
I didn't know if it moved or not. Like, I honestly had no clue whether it moved or not. I was just pulling with everything I had. But I think that's the happiest moment of my life, honestly, just to have like the culmination of all my efforts, just like finally it happened.
With that lift at this August's Donald Dinny Stones gathering, Troiani became the 21st woman in history to lift the stones. That's according to records kept by Stevie Shanks, the founder of the gathering. He witnessed Troiani's big moment at this year's gathering in Aberdeenshire, Scotland.
It was a wonderful moment for me. I felt like a proud dad, you know, but I was so proud of her, and she was very emotional when she did it, but rightly so, because, you know, all of the self-doubt and all of the training and all the stuff she put herself through to come out the other side and be successful.
Troiani started lifting when she was 36 and weighed more than 300 pounds. Her father had died just before the pandemic, and her mother was on her own.
So I thought, okay, I need to be healthier for my mom. My mom's by herself. I have to take care of her now, right? Right? So I'm like, okay, got to be as strong as I can.
She found a strength coach and hit the gym. She started competing in strongman events and eventually discovered the world of stone lifting.
So in Scotland and Ireland and Iceland and, you know, the Upper Peninsula in Canada, they all have these coming-of-age stones. So people travel around and just do this as a feats of strength. So, yeah, I have a lot of stones on my list left, yeah, especially since I've done these, yeah.
Meeting Shanks inspired her to attempt the Dinny Stones, and Shanks encouraged her every step of the way. The stones got their name in 1860 when Scottish athlete Donald Dinny lifted and carried them with his bare hands across Potarc Bridge in Aberdeenshire. Shanks says they were lost after that until an historian named David Webster rediscovered them in 1953. Shanks's father Jack lifted the stones in 1972, and now Shanks acts as their keeper.
As other guys came along, and eventually my dad and I became the first father and son to do it. Yeah, apparently when I was 8, I don't remember doing it, but my dad said when I was 8, I promised him I would lift the Dinny Stones one day. For my whole life, I've spoken to anybody who would listen about my dad and about the Dinny Stones and what they are.
He's hosted the Donald Dinny Day gathering for 10 years to give men and women a chance to attempt the lift. Back home at Rocky Boxing Club in Berwick, Troiani walked through some of her typical workout. When she was training for the Dinnies, she stacked plates on special handles with rings, like the ones attached to the actual stones.
Right, so the rings are not, these are exactly the width of the rings and the size, and when you get the plates loaded up.
She's getting ready to attempt the 410-pound Húsafell stone in Iceland now. But when she thinks back on her Dinny Stones lift, she says she finally feels proud of herself. Troiani hopes to encourage others, especially women, to take up lifting and experience that pride and confidence boost themselves.
I think that confidence is definitely carried over into my personal life. You know, I think as women, we're taught to be appeasing. We're taught to be like, make everything go smoothly. I don't make things go smoothly at the cost of my discomfort anymore.
And she says it would be her dream to help someone else get started. Find more of this story, including a video of Troiani's lift, at WVIA.org or on the WVIA News YouTube channel. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Enjoy your Thursday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.